Welcome to the Diane McClay Show, empowering life through choice. Get ready to discover new perspectives, motivation, and balance through Diane's compassionate storytelling and insightful discussions. Whether you're feeling stuck and discouraged, or curious and looking for more possibilities, Diane has your back, and she's ready to take you on a journey of self-discovery and expansion. Choice is powerful, and so are you. The Diane McClay Show starts now.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Diane McClay Show, where we're here to help you empower your life through choice. I'm super excited to have one of our Cornelius Stephanie Media Group fellow podcasters, Transformation Talk Radio extraordinaire, Christelle Biga. She is an inspirational speaker, a TV talk show host, and a podcast host, and a personal empowerment coach coming to us live from LA, California, United States. Christelle, I'm so excited to have you here because, as you know, two of my favorite words, which are on the wall right behind me, are choice and courage. You and I bonded off air over your courageous story of what brought you here and the dreams that are moving you forward. Just welcome in. And can you just tell our listeners a little bit about your story? And then we're going to see where this conversation goes, because in a courageous way, we did not plan out anything about what we're talking about because we like free flow. Isn't that right?
I know. Speaking of courage, why plan things? Just see what happens. Just jump and see if you grow wings, right? I'm really happy and excited to be here with you, Diane, because I know you really love courage. That's why I know this conversation is going to be really powerful. So I'm Christelle Biga. I'm not going to say again what Diane just read on my bio, but as you can hear from my beautiful accent, I'm not from the United States. I'm originally from Cameroon in Africa. And 5 years ago, I made the courageous decision to leave everything that I've known, my family, my country, my safety zone, to jump to the unknown, to come to the land of opportunities, to the country where everything is possible, where anyone can become anything. And I came barely speaking English, you know, $2,500 on my visa card. I had no friends or family here, just my two suitcases and my head full of dreams. And we know if you have ever had a dream that you started to try to make happen, sometimes things don't always happen as planned. That's why maybe Diane and I know better about planning, even this interview. We know sometimes plans don't always go as expected. And the first thing that I experienced when I arrived is that an immigration officer at LAX told me that he will deport me because he believes I came here to work as a prostitute.
Wow.
Right. I'm not sure.
That's crazy.
I'm not sure what he saw, but somehow he thought I was coming to work as a prostitute. Fast forward, I ended up in a detention center, AKA jail, because that's really what it is. Even though they give it a different name, they wake you up, they tell you when you can eat, when you can go, you know, take some light outside, what time you're going to stay in the shower for, what time you get that shower. Anyway, you are in jail. So I stayed there for 9 months before getting, you know, the right to stay in the United States as a legal, you know, alien. But I want just your listeners and the viewers to remember that, to understand that during those 9 months, I had a choice.
Absolutely.
I had a choice of quitting and just going back to my country. It was just one paper I had to sign, deportation paper, and say, you know what? I'm over this. Part of my plan. I'm done. I'm going back to my safety zone, to my family and friends, where everything is way easier, right? But I chose something different. I chose my dream. I chose me. And even though it was hard and challenging, and I cried a lot, promise, during those 9 months, was a lot of cries, but I kept going. I made a courageous decision to not give up, to not quit. And
can I interrupt you there and ask you a question about that?
Sure. Go ahead.
I think that those of us who have experienced something difficult and we've gone to the other side, we can say, oh yeah, I made the courageous choice. But in that moment, can you think back to when you had the paper in your hand and you could go either way? Yes to deportation and go back to your homeland, or yes to yourself and your dream. Can you think back to what you tapped into or what made you make that choice to your dream? Was there an aha or something tangible you could share with our audience about how you chose the dream rather than going back to your old life?
That choice is really a choice we make every single day. because you also always have an opportunity to quit, to go back to what is easier and safer. So I had that opportunity so I had to make that decision every single day for 9 months. And what allowed me to answer your question, to choose my dream and choose the future I envisioned for myself, is the question of, is it, okay, I can go back, it's going to be easier, but is it what I want? You know what I'm saying? I had to ask that question. Yes, I can go back. Yes, my families will be happy to see me and know that I'm safe. But is it really what I want? And the answer was, that question was no. So I will look back to the life that I had. I wasn't bad. You know, I had my small businesses here and there. I had a life. But it wasn't the life I wanted. And I knew that some way, somehow, there is a way for me to create that dream that I have. I didn't know how, and I know it's a big thing for people. They need to know how before they make a choice, before they make a decision. They want to know how. I didn't have the how. I didn't know if it was going to work out. As a matter of fact, the people that I met there, because you know, other people were there before me, some for like 2 years, and they shared with me their experience. And they said, you know what? Nobody leaves this place with the legal right to stay in the United States. You have, these are your options. Either you get deported or you get released on bond that you pay and you go out and, you know, start keep fighting your case outside, or you get released on parole. So you find somebody that stands for you and then they release you. Those are your options. Nobody leaves this place. And people will tell me for the 2 years I've been here and the people I met here before me, they told me the same thing. Nobody does it. So literally, I had no evidence that I was going to make it. In fact, the facts and the evidence were saying something different, were telling me a different story. So I had all the reason, logical reason to give up and be like, hey, if there is no way, why am I even doing this? But guess what? I went to that courtroom with no lawyer after 9 months, right? Each time I'll go there, you have a lawyer, no, go back. 9 months later, finally, they allowed me to defend myself without a lawyer. And I won my case.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. And that's nobody beautiful. Believed it. When I went back to the detention, I remember showing all excited and screaming, telling them I got it. They were like, forget it. Stop playing. How much did they ask you to pay? And I said, I had to show them the paper. Like, no, I'm not kidding you. I got the right to stay. I'm legal now. And all of them just were blown away. And that was an opportunity for them to see what's possible. You see, that's what happens. Every time we make those choices, we think it's really for us, which is true. It's for our lives. It was for me, you know. It was the courageous choice I made changed my life. But it also opened other people's mind to what's really possible out there. And sure enough, because of what I did, another girl there told me, you know what? I am going to win too. And sure enough, the next month she went to court and she won her case.
Wow.
Because before that, nobody saw the possibility. That's what happens when we believe the stories of the little void in our head or look at other people's stories and make it ours. We have the opportunity every day to create our own story.
So I want to ask you a question about that. When you went back to other people in detention and said, look, I've gotten my freedom, I can stay in the United States, at that point, did you know that you were going to be a coach or an influencer? Did you know that by telling your story to other people in detention that it would inspire them? Or was that just kind of a bonus?
No, I didn't know. Basically, I mean, I had to go back to pack my stuff. That's how I told them. But really, at that point, it wasn't part of my journey. As a matter of fact, when I left, I wanted to forget about the whole thing. That's how painful the experience was. Yep. One day, isn't something that I was there thinking I would share this story one day on stage? No. When the moment I left, I said, I want this to be in somewhere in my past and never, I didn't even want to remember it. I didn't even want anyone to mention that part of my life. I didn't. Why? Because I was ashamed. I really felt like I did something wrong, which I didn't. Got a visa, I came here. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was ashamed to have been into that experience. And I know shame is a big thing for people. When they go through challenges, they are ashamed. That's why sometimes people don't even ask for help.
I want to tag in on that, because in my own story, I spent 23 years of my life in a dream job that I wanted ever since I was a kid. And that job ended up changing. And there were some things that happened that forced me to make the decision to resign from the job that I love. And I also, even though there were some things that I didn't do right, like I made some bad decisions as a manager. There was nothing criminal. There was nothing illegal. It just didn't fit within the value system of the agency that I worked for. But it was very difficult for me to make that courageous choice to leave. And that's when choice became an aha for me. It was like, wait a minute, I can stay in this job and work under their terms and their rules and their expectations, or I can choose to step out on my own and make my own dreams come true, which is to help people without bureaucracy, without bookends, and without boundaries. And I remember feeling shamed also, like I had failed. I should have kept my job. I should have done better. I should have made better choices. And I can remember in my journey that I couldn't drive past a sign of any of the parks that I used to work at without feeling pain and shame and guilt in my heart. And it took me about 6 months to get over that shame. So let's talk about that real quick. How did you get through the shame? For me, it was a little bit of time. And then it was like, hey, I know that I made the right choice for me. But what would you tell our listeners about if they are feeling shame about a decision they're going to make or that they've just made, how do they navigate that and get to the other side?
You went through that faster than I did. It took me almost 2 years.
Yep.
It took me almost. So you did great. If you went over, you were over it after 6 months, you did great. The reason why today I share that story is because I took the time to heal. Mm-hmm. I gave myself space and permission to heal from the pain I was feeling, the trauma I experienced. So it's important to give yourself permission to feel the way you feel. It's normal. It's okay. And don't try to fake it. If it's painful, manage that pain and make sure you heal. And can take you as long as there is no time limit. You, Diane, went through it in 6 months. It took me almost 2 years. But when I knew that now I can speak about it without feeling the shame anymore. And now I know that somebody somewhere maybe is going through something challenging and they need to know that they are not alone. And they need to know Absolutely. That there is light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe now it doesn't look that way. How do I know that I have been there? And yesterday I was on a coaching call with a client who is going through difficult times now. He lost his family, he got through a divorce, he's living from hotel room to hotel room, and it doesn't seem to see the way out. So I shared my story with him and I told him, I know how you feel right now. Right now it seems like there is no way out, or everything is just all over the place and you can't figure out how to even make it through. But I promise you have what it takes. You have to believe that really you have what it takes. That's why today I'm so passionate about saying this, because I know that the situations we go through, the choices we make sometimes, take us to a path for us to realize how powerful we really are. If somebody had told me that, you know what, when you will arrive in the United States, you will not even see that country, you will go straight up to a jail and spend 9 months there, I would be like, forget it. I cannot survive one day in jail. I never knew I had that strength in me until I had to pass through that experience. So sometimes we have to discover how powerful we really are. And when we are going through those spaces, and when afterwards we feel ashamed, even though we are on the other side, I want us to remember, and that's what has allowed me at some point to make the shift, that, hey, that was something really tough, and I meant it. Absolutely. I'm here today. I'm strong. So instead of me being ashamed, I have to notice, because it's really, again, a choice of thoughts, right? A choice of how we feel, because both feelings are there. You can choose to be ashamed and look at it as a bad experience your whole life, or you can choose to see the silver lining and say, if I am on the other side today, I took control. That situation seemed, overwhelming, but some way, somehow, I found within myself the courage to choose something different. That's why I'm here today.
Well, and I think that's why you and I are both here, and it's why choice and courage is so, so important to both of us. I want to call something back. I think you talked about, for you, every day it was a choice, whatever it was, you know, get through today, get through the next meal, get through the next step in the process. And I think it's important for our listeners who are going through change, that rather than focusing on the end, you know, you and I are on the other side, but it has taken us time to get there. And in fact, in my book, Dreaming Big, Being Bold, that's the chapter name of my title chapter, is the other side, because I'm now there. Mm. But I think to get other people there, I think you have to go through. The old adage of the only way out is through, it's cliche, but it's true. And one thing I think that helped me when I was navigating not being employed by my dream job was literally to take one day, 1 hour, 1 minute at a time and just live it, experience it, observe what you're feeling through that. And then ask yourself, is there something that I've learned today that can help me get through the next choice or the next step? Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, if you are still in that heat, if you are not on the other side yet, I want you to realize that even in that situation, you have the power to feel different or take control of a few things, even if you feel like you don't have control over a lot of things. For example, when I was there, they wake us up at 5 a.m. to go take breakfast. I'm not a morning person. And for me, it felt like an extra punishment because I don't know why we have to eat at 5 a.m., right? So I decided that I'm not going to wake up at 5 a.m. to go have breakfast. And we leave the facility to go to the chow hall under cold weather, right? So I said, I'm going to wake up when they come to me because I have to. They want to make sure I didn't run away at night, whatever. But I'm going to go back to sleep because I'm not a morning person. I want to keep that for myself. So it made me feel in position of power. Even though I didn't have a lot of options, at least the little pieces of things that I could see and say, okay, at least here, I can do what I want. Those little things that we can find, even though during those difficult times, or even when we are trying to be on the other side of it, figure out little things that make you feel powerful, make you feel empowered, make you really feel like I have a choice. I'm really not powerless to the extent of really just going like that with no options. No, some way somehow have the choice, and those little reminders will help you build that courage muscle and build your power and your strength back to the place where you want to be.
I like how you talk about building the courage muscle. And honestly, I think you and I could make a series together about choice and courage. But building that courage muscle, for me, you know, when I was going through a review with my old agency, they said, you know, you have to be at your house between 8 and 4:30 in case we call. And I felt like a prisoner in my own house. I was so stuck on rules and procedure and policy that when they said jump, I jumped. And one day there was a yoga class that was being offered at 10 in the morning. And I was like, you know, screw this. I'm going to go to my yoga class. And there was this, you know, I felt like I was breaking the rules because I left my own house. I'm in America. We have freedom here. There was no police officer. There was no jail holding me in my house. But it was someone else's authority and expectation that I had taken on for myself that I gave up my power. And I got my power back when I made the choice to change my schedule and go do something that fed my heart and my soul, which was yoga. And I remember feeling so free when I did that. And I came home and I had breakfast and I just ate a grapefruit. And it seriously took 45 minutes to eat a grapefruit because I, in that sense of freedom, I was tasting the little beadlets of the fruit and how it felt in my mouth. And I was just appreciating this sense of power and freedom I had. And that's an example of that courage muscle. I did something that was different and I did it for me. And I told myself it was okay.
Yes, that's what it takes, because it's so easy to feel trapped And it can be in any ways. My story was, you know, in a detention center, aka jail. Yours was feeling trapped at a job with new rules. Some people, it's a relationship. It can, or some people can be financial difficulties. Whatever situation makes you feel trapped, you have to remember that you have the power to make shifts. It's so important to keep that in mind. I know how difficult it is, and it's so easier to feel powerless. And that's why a lot of people feel like victims, because things are a certain way outside of their lives, or circumstances, or the system, whatever. And they feel, they have the impression that until those things change, they are trapped.
Right.
And they keep complaining about it, and they keep, you know, wishing and praying for things to be different in order for them to be who they want to be or do the things they want to do. But when you shift that and you realize that, I don't have to wait for things outside of me to change. I don't want have to wait for my company to create new rules. I don't have to wait to be released. I don't have to wait for my partner to become better. I have to wait for the government to act differently. I don't have to wait for all those things to feel good right now. What can I do? What shift can I make now in order for me to feel in control again? Because that's my life.
I want to tie in what you said at the start of our show, and I think it's important. I think you said there's always an opportunity to see what is possible. Mm. It doesn't mean probable or easy, but I think that when we can think about, when we as humans can think about hope and possibility, it gives us something to work for. So even if it's a slim chance, but if it ties into what you want as opposed to what you don't want, I think you owe it to yourself to step towards that, don't you? It's an opportunity to see what's possible.
Yes, and that's why I created a definition for courage that I love.
Tell me.
More than an act, courage is a decision one makes to act when the only logical thing to do is to not act. Really, when sometimes you look outside of yourself, you feel like there is no, I can't, there is no way out. But when you make that decision in your heart that I'm going to figure out a way, I believe there is a way. And I know there is a possibility for things to be the way I want them to be. There is a possibility that I don't see now, maybe, that I don't know how to create now, maybe. But I want to believe, and I make the decision right now, I make the choice right now to make it happen for myself, to create it, to look for it. Because when you want, you believe that there is a possibility, even if you don't see it yet, you start looking for it. Even your brain, because your brain is like a computer, you give it a command, it starts looking. And all of a sudden, you start seeing options when before you didn't. Like I was talking about my coaching client earlier, he didn't see any option. But by the end of our coaching session, he saw so many possibilities. That's what sometimes we go through when we are in that space, you know, just feel overwhelming. But when we shift our perspective, and it's a decision we have to make, we can wait for someone to come give us hope, or we can decide to create hope for ourselves. And I want you to feel empowered and know that you have a choice, really.
So your new definition of courage is making the decision to act even when you don't really know what the end is going to show up.
Even when the logical choice, when everything else screams outside, don't.
In my book, I want to read something real quick. You will not know where your journey will end when you opt for change, but trust your instincts when it says you cannot stay where you are. That sounds to me like you and I have written two different versions of courage.
Yes.
Christelle, we need to have another show. We've got to continue this conversation about how people can affect positive change in their lives and take back their control. But before we're going to run out of time, before we get to everything that you and I want to talk about, so please, will you come back, first of all? And second of all, will you tell people how people can connect to you? And I know you're giving away a free 30-minute courageous choice opportunity for people. So tell people how to get to that and how they can find you.
Thank you so much, Dan, for having me. And of course, I would love to come back. This was a beautiful conversation, and I hope, you know, impacted somebody. And I have a free gift for your audience. It's a 30-minute complimentary courage boost session. And you, that gift is just for us to get on a call and just help you see the possibilities that are out there. Boost your courage muscle and help you really shift your energy around whatever right now feels impossible. I'm a big believer that anything is possible. And I'm just going to help you believe the same thing during that session. So feel free to reach out and I would love to support you.
And tell people, I know our producer is going to put that up in the video for people that are watching the show on the replay, but tell people how they can find you and how they, what's the best way to get connected to that really generous free gift that you're offering everybody.
Yes. So the best way to find me, just go to my website, christellebiga.com. That's christellebiga.com. That's my website. You will see all the sessions that I have available there. And you can also book your free Courage Boost session over there as well. And remember, I also have a podcast on Transformation Radio. So that's another opportunity to hear from me. It's every first and third Friday, 1:30 p.m. East Pacific time.
Indeed. And this is part of the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so sorry. This 25 minutes just blown right by. Let's schedule another time that we can get into how we can help people really get into making positive change for themselves. In the meantime, thank you for being here. 10 seconds parting words.
Thank you so much for having me. And whoever is watching or listening this, remember, you always have a choice.
You do.
Just have to have the courage to take that.
I agree. You always have a choice. This is Diane McClay with the Empower Your Life Through Choice show. And I'm going to sign off always saying, we believe in you. Possibility is always there. And engage your life and engage your choice.
Thank you for listening to the Diane McClay Show, where you are empowered to enact change in your life through choice. You know that little voice in your head that's been telling you to pursue that passion project? Or maybe it's been screaming for you to go outside and explore the great outdoors. That voice is you, and you deserve to be heard. Listen, make a choice, make a change, and watch yourself grow. For more information about Diane or to work with her personally, visit dianemcclay.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.